This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast.
Thanks to HelloFresh for supporting Made for This. Go to HelloFresh.com/MadeForThis16 and use code MadeForThis16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. If you're following along with us doing a Find Your People book club, this week we'll be reading chapter 1.
Today we have our first week of walking through the book together, Find Your People. If you don't have it, go grab it real quick on Amazon and follow along with us. I cannot wait to go on this adventure with you. I've been preparing 2 years for this podcast because I've been working on the book that long. So guys, I mean, you talk about overflowing. I am overflowing with excitement and passion and words for you to do with this topic. So here we go. Chapter 1, There Is Another Way. And guys, what I want to start with from chapter 1 is there's a brokenness to the foundation of everything right now underneath us. And it is real. You are up against difficulties that aren't pretend. It's not just some feeling like, gosh, this feels hard. No, foundationally, our culture is living in a way different than any generation or culture has lived throughout history. Beginning with the Industrial Revolution, as you're going to read about, we saw a shift in the way that community was done, because no longer were people kind of stuck in their little villages where they rarely left all of their lives. They never moved more than 20 miles or even traveled more than 20 miles from where they were born. So families lived together generationally, communities grew up and raised their kids together, and they were in each other's lives all of their lives. That is how most cultures have lived. Why do I start here? Because if you don't know that the very ground that you're standing on is broken, then you're confused why this is so hard. And I want to take away that confusion. I want to look you in the eyes, grab you by the shoulders, hug you first, because this is really bad news, and tell you that it's broken. But like the title of the chapter, there is another way. We can build a different way to do this. It's possible. I'm going to hold your hand. Never in any book have I been more practical and more clear. This is how you do it. And the reason why is because none of us got the first grade class in how to make a friend. None of us. We missed that class. Nobody ever taught us that class. I mean, little comments preschool teachers may have made, or your parents may have helped you process a conflict you were having with a sibling, but we never really learned how to make friends, how to keep them, how to deal with conflict, how to set appropriate and right expectations, how to have grace for each other. This wasn't a class, and we needed this class because it's the most foundational part of living. It is literally the most eternal part of living that will go on into eternity. The only things that go into eternity is God, His word, His people. So our relationships go on into eternity. It's the only thing that lasts forever. So why are we so haphazard about this? Why is this something that gets like some cliche statement like, oh, I need more friends, or, oh, I wish I had better friends, or, oh, I wish I had time for that. Like, those are the kind of things we say about it. Y'all, this is life. This is living. It is more essential to your well-being than any other thing that will happen on the planet. The research says that your health physically is more impacted by your relationships than if you drink, if you smoke, if you are obese. Your health is more impacted by your loneliness than it is by all those things. It is more dangerous, the research says, to be isolated. It's why it is the worst form of torture we have in the prison system. It's isolation. They put you in a cell by yourselves. And guys, that's what just happened to all of us. And we should feel like this is tragic. Like there is something so broken. When I did the research, I was so devastated, just truly in my heart, devastated by what I was reading. And I wondered, I mean, it was like I was haunted. I mean, I remember just spazzing out on a few friends that were trying to make some life decisions, because for me now, everything is processed through this lens of community. So when one of my friends needed to travel and she was headed home and was going to be alone for a week versus staying in town with friends. It was like, all of a sudden I was like, no, you can't do that. You need to stay here. Such a strong reaction. Jenny, chill out. And then one of them was trying to live alone. And it was before the pandemic. And I remember getting on the phone because of all this research, crying with her and pleading with her, like, you can come live with me. Don't do it. Like, don't live alone. And I know some of you live alone and you're thinking, it's really great. Like, I love living alone. I just mean there is a deep, deep thing in your soul that you've got to have people around you. We've got to have people around us. And we've got to connect with them because there is something about the way we were built that when we don't, our minds aren't well, which is the state of the world right now. Our bodies are not well, which is, I think, how all of us feel. We feel fatigued and tired and we don't know why. And certainly, and primarily, our spiritual lives are not well. I grew up thinking that an individual relationship with God by myself, a quiet time, like these things that we always hear about, was the end all be all for the Christian. And let me tell you a secret. That is not what I read in my Bible. Now, there were times Jesus withdrew, and I'm not saying there's not time to withdraw and every morning to spend time with Jesus, connecting with him in a personal way. But what you see throughout scripture is a people that encourage each other as long as it is called today. That is the way we were built to live. Why? Why does scripture say that? It says so that we are not hardened by sin's deceitfulness, that we hold each other up and together, that we need each other to make it in life so that we don't just fall to the temptations and desires and discouragement that is bombarding us every single day. We need each other. It's not some tagline or sweatshirt. That is truth. That is built into the DNA of your body and your soul truth. That, like Kurt Thompson says, that I mentioned recently, we are looking for someone looking for us. It's how you were built. It's what you crave. And yet we're going to have to do a little dirty work to get there, right? Because not only do we live in a culture that is very independent and isolated, but we also have forgotten how to do relationships. We're coming off a pandemic and that muscle is fatigued. We haven't used it in a while. And so I'm going to help you use it. I'm going to practically lay out how you use it. Now, let me talk about some things that were in chapter one that I think really matter to the conversation as we begin. So the first thing is this chart. It's on page 8. And it begins at the top of the funnel. It's a funnel. The top of the funnel, it's acquaintances. Then the next part of the funnel is our village. And that's a diverse community of consistent, interconnected people. And then the last part of the funnel is our close friends, right? And that's what we're looking for. Like, many of you picked up the book and you're listening to the podcast and you're hopeful, like, gosh, I want to get to that 2 to 5 BFFs, that everything's in common, that they're there for me forever. And I'm going to challenge you, and we're going to set in motion something today that I believe will change your life forever. I really do. And the reason I believe it is because it's shaped and changed generations before us that didn't struggle with loneliness. Loneliness wasn't their thing, right? It's our thing. It wasn't true prior to the Industrial Revolution. It just wasn't rampant like it is now. And so you want everything to change and you want to live a life connected to healthy, thriving relationships. You want those 2 to 5 best friends. I'm going to tell you, the way throughout history and scripturally you get there is a local village. It is a network of diverse relationships. And we skip that part. Now that part, let me encourage you. You're thinking to yourself, I don't have time to go build a village. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to move. I'm not going to go, you know, plant myself in Africa with huts. Like, what do you want? What are you saying? I'm saying that village probably already exists around you. What are you doing today? You're probably seeing, you know, a few people. Maybe you are working from home, but you could go to a coffee shop and maybe it's the coffee shop you always visit. And there's one or two people that are always there. Your barista, maybe you've learned her name, maybe you haven't. There's probably a Zoom call in your future if you're working from home. If you're in an office, then you've got other people that you work with regularly. If you're a stay-at-home mom, then maybe you are going to the park with your kids and there's somebody else you could bring with you, a neighbor or a friend. There's somebody that walks their dog past your house or your apartment. There's people, right? And I'm saying those people are actually put there strategically and beautifully. That's your village. It's the moms that you sit at gymnastics or soccer beside while your kids practice every week, that you scroll your phones and you barely talk. It's the Sunday school teacher. It's the person you volunteer with. It's the person that is next to you in your apartment. It's the coworker. It's the other college students on your floor. There are people around you. There's people around you somewhere, somehow. That's your village. And because we skip that part and we go through life scrolling and not connecting, we miss the village, the 20 to 50 people that God's put in your way, that God has put in your path. We miss them. And so the 2 to 5 never show up because we never notice the 20 to 50 walking in and out of our lives every day. I'm not telling you to add something to your schedule. I'm saying lift your head and look at what's right in front of you. Who are you missing? Who are the people in your lives? I'm going to talk a lot about the people that read this book early. We called them the insider team. They pre-ordered the book and then they were put into a little Facebook group and there were about 2,000 of them. And the stories they told of noticing the people that they'd never noticed as they were reading the book, noticing the people that were right in front of them they'd never noticed was perhaps the most shocking thing to them in this process. They begin to make lists, and you'll do this in this project later. They begin to make lists of the different parts of their life and who's in it. And they begin to note names under each part. And it was life-changing. And then, you ready for this? They begin to talk to them. They begin to just take their normal lives and the things they're doing, and they begin to talk to them. And it all began to change because all of a sudden they realized, oh gosh, I've felt so lonely, but God has put people right in my path, right around me.
We are back with season 10, and you know we're big fans of HelloFresh. We have so much fun cooking with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis16 and use code madeforthis16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh has gotten even better, which I didn't know was possible, because now you can customize your favorite dishes with their new Hello Custom offering. So you can swap out your protein or your sides, you can upgrade things for a little bit fancier experience, or you can even add protein to a veggie meal. So that means more choices, more variety, and more meals that are truly tailored to you. How good do these sound? Like limited time recipes that you can pick each week, like beef tenderloin and cheese fondue, or miso sesame shrimp and bacon ramen. I mean, it's like stuff that you would eat at a restaurant or dream of, but you can actually make it right in the comfort of your own home. HelloFresh cuts back on the time you spend in the kitchen so you can spend it on all the other resolutions with meals ready in around 30 minutes or less. Plus, quick and easy meals, including 20-minute recipes, low prep, easy cleanup, and HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the exact same quality. And you can save on average over $65 a month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. We love using HelloFresh when we just know that a crazy, hectic week is coming up. And honestly, the thought of meal planning, going to the grocery store, making it all happen, putting it together, HelloFresh is my go-to when I just want to know that meals are covered and I can cook for my family and enjoy it for the week. Go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis16 and use code madeforthis16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
So back to the graph, the top part, acquaintances, we have capacity for about 150 people to be in that category of our lives. You can know the names and casually what's happening with them for about 150 people. You don't have capacity for more. That was how you were built. Ironically, that is how people have lived throughout time in villages. That's about the max of a village, anywhere from 50 to 150 people throughout history. That's your capacity as a human. Now, what's interesting, and we'll talk about later, is we're trying to carry the problems of the whole wide world, thousands and thousands of people, right? But we only have capacity for about 150 people to know their names and what's happening in their lives. Next, for that village, we have the capacity for about 50 people in that village level where we could take them a casserole if their mom died suddenly. We could know the problems and the real issues that about 50 people are facing and jump in and join that meal train or go on a walk with or catch up casually with about 50 people. But we only have capacity for our daily friendships of knowing truly everything happening in and out of somebody else's life. We only have capacity for that about 2 to 5 people. Now, even introverts have these capacities, right? It's just that the amount of time you spend in those relationships might be slightly different because you need more time to recharge, but you're actually really good at the lower part of that funnel. I just want to say to all the introverts with me, yay for you being here. We're so glad that you did not write this off because you were built for connection too. You were built by the same God with the same parts of you that crave deep connection. The way you're going to go about it is slightly different and your value system in relationships is slightly different, but you're actually really good at that deep connection part. And so this is humans. This isn't specially extroverts or introverts. We're all built for connection. We're also all built for time alone. It's just the varying degrees of how much of each we need sometimes puts us in categories like extrovert or introvert. But here's how you're going to get there. Again, what I looked at here to do this work was first the Bible, second, history, third, other cultures, and fourth, science. And what the science will tell you is that it takes about 200 hours to get to that lower level of this funnel, the BFFs. You want to have those people that you can depend on for years, that you can let into the crevices of your life and share the hardest parts of your life. That small circle, that inner circle, it's going to take about 200 hours of time to build that depth of relationship. Here's what's cool about that number. It might feel overwhelming to you, but it's very possible. When you start to add up date nights out with friends and you start to add up possibly even a getaway where you could really clock a lot of hours, if you could really build some intentional time, you could get to that 200 hours in a year, maybe less. And so it's possible. It's doable. I love science and I love statistics because it actually puts hard facts to what feels vague and mysterious. So 200 hours and you could have a really, really good friend. But the good news is it takes a lot less to have that village level, to have that 50. So you just start having conversations with the people that you're talking to, the people that you're in relationship with, the people that you're noticing that regularly show up in your life. You start to have those conversations. And then those 2 to 5 are going to blossom out of that. So we start. This week, we start with conversations. So we're actually doing something new beginning this week and through this whole season where we're going to add a third episode to each week. And here's what we're going to do with it. And I'm so excited about it. We're going to give you practical things to take away from our week. So every week we will walk through a chapter, I'll teach from it. And then two, we will have an interview every week. And then on the third episode, it's called 3-2-1, and it's 3 questions to ask, 2 verses to dig deeper in, and 1 challenge. So I am so excited because I love practical. I hope this book feels practical. The guide that we've put with this season feels practical. And now the podcast is going to feel practical. You're going to feel sent out every week to go live this with a challenge of what you can do. So hang on. This week later, I'm going to give you a challenge that you can do over the weekend. Go get your book. If you haven't done it yet, it is time. We are going to go through this together, and I promise you everything can change. So find your people. It's out everywhere, and we want you to be a part of this whole journey with us. So go grab it and grab your friends. You want to do this with your people. I promise you, after 12 weeks together, walking through this book and walking through this series and this season with us, you are going to have closer friends if you invite a few people to do this with you, because it will change the way not only you live, but they live. And together, you could dream, what could we do to live this out together in our friendships and with the people around us? And I promise you, it will change everything.
Well, guys, it's season 10 of the Made for This podcast, and you will not want to miss a single episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review so that other people can find the show too. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Made for This podcast.